Okay, thank you. Mics are on. I want to call tonight's Committee of the Whole meeting to order. I'm Dawn Vogelsberg, Alderman in the Third Ward, along with Alderman Dean Kilburg. And let the record show that all the aldermen are present tonight. Okay, and let's start with the consent agenda. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So move.
Second.
Okay, Singer and Brown second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, we do have an amendment to the agenda. We are going to remove item H. Can I have a motion for that?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, and just to keep things interesting, we are going to, if no one objects, move up item number 6, which is closed session on probable litigation, to our first item of business. Does anyone have an objection to that? Can I have a motion to go into closed session?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, there'll be no action, but we'll be right back.
Motion to return to open session.
So move.
All in favor?
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your patience. Now we are going to kick off with our regular scheduled items. 4A is recommend approval of request by Zelmer Childhood Disease Foundation to use public rights.
I think we have to come back to the session.
We did.
I was second.
Recommend approval of request by Zelmer Childhood Disease Foundation to use public right of way September 28th and 9th, 2013 for Pumpkins for a Cure event. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
And a second. And we have...
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I'd like to recuse myself. The Zelmers are neighbors and friends.
Okay, thank you for that. And I was going to say that we have the Zelmers here. If anyone has any questions about this item or the next item, I think we're all familiar with the Pumpkins for a Cure event. Does anyone have any specific questions or for Paul Evans? Yes, Dorothy.
Yeah, hi. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just was
go
wondering.
Ahead and come up, yes, if you don't mind, and state your name and address for the record, please.
I'm Mary Agnes Zelmer, 418 South 6th Street in Geneva.
I just had a question about, you mentioned that there was going to be a dumpster, but I didn't notice where it was going to be located on the map.
Next to where the porta potties are, because it'll be picked up when they will on Monday morning.
Okay, I was just wondering why, you know, I couldn't find it, so I don't know if I was blind or...
No, it might not have made it on your copy.
Okay, yeah, because I never know what to follow, if I should follow the map specifically or the form specifically.
Well, so we were waiting to hear from Tim Harbaugh exactly if he had a specific place it went, and he said he put it next to the porta potties. It's fine.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
That's it.
Any other questions? Okay, anyone in the audience have a question or comment? All right, let's go ahead and take a vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion passes unanimously. 4B is recommend approval of request by Zelmer Childhood Disease Foundation to use public rights away street closures and police services on September 28, 2013 for Trick or Trot 10K run.
So moved.
Thank you. We have a motion by Brown.
Second.
Yep, second. Anybody have any questions? Yes?
Will this be a chip race?
It is chip time. I'm Paul Zelmer. I'm at 418 South 6th Street also. It is chip timed, and with Franklin Finish is the chip timer that we'll be using.
Would that be explained to some of us?
It is. They have a little chip on the bib, and it basically, when you cross the start line, it starts your time, and then when you cross the finish line, it gets your time. So it doesn't matter where you, if you start later in the pack, you still have a correct time for 10K. We also, it is a registered, USTA registered route, and we had to redo it a little bit from last year, but it's still roughly the same route. We have the two good hills, one on the, we have one up Campbell, which is, we've been told is a little bit daunting, so.
Very good.
You gonna be running that?
Alderman Singer?
You know, I might. I might run that.
How many participants do you expect?
We expect about 250 this year.
And is there an age group?
They're from 15 to 70, 70 plus. And so you could come out and get a medal probably.
No, that's, I'm a little older than I look.
That's why you get the... Actually, we didn't have a lot of people in the younger groups. We had a lot in 45 to 50 last year.
Anybody else have any questions from the audience? All right, 4-4B, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion passes unanimously. They'll both be on the consent agenda next meeting, so it should be fine. Thank you. 4C, recommend approval of request by, there he is. Recommend approval by Kiwanis Club to use public rights of way September 27th to 28th, 2013 to solicit Peanut Day donations.
So moved.
Can I have a motion? Oh, thank you. Dorothy Flanagan, and second?
Second.
Marks? Yes?
I have a question about...
Of course. Is anyone here from the Kiwanis tonight? All right. Okay, well, Neil isn't here either.
Do I need to state my name again?
No, we'll remember.
last year, they were at our event, and they were supposed to be at, it was in the agenda that they were at State and Third, but they did not stay there. They moved into our event, and we do spend a lot of money promoting our event, and we are trying to collect donations ourselves, so it made it very difficult. We support them 100%. However, we would appreciate if they would not come into our event. And I know it's the sidewalk and they have that right, but I don't know if there's anything that they could choose a different weekend or perhaps on Sunday only. We don't have a problem on Sunday, but on Saturday when all the events are going on.
The word in my headphone is saying that the city will follow up with them directly.
Okay.
Yep, so
okay.
We'll take care of that. And Ellen DeVita, did you want to come up and say something?
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to note that when this application came through, I did talk with the Kiwanians, and I let them know that the Pumpkins for Cure was going on for that day, and that I didn't know if the council would have a concern with two of the locations, the ones in the middle of 3rd Street, and that it would be to the council to decide if you guys had a conflict with that. I did look on their application from last year, and this is the same exact list that they asked for last year as well, so...
Yeah, we'll just have a personal conversation with our friends of the Kiwanis, and if needs, so we'll bring some muscle from the Lions Club.
Yeah, so they had advance warning that the city council might wish to put them out at the fringes.
Okay.
Would you recommend that we actually include that in the motion, that they be asked to please keep their event separate from the other event?
The other departments didn't have any. I put that in my transmittal memo internally, and none of the other departments voiced concern, so I would leave that decision up to you.
Okay, so Mary or the mayor, either one of you will take care of it. And
sure.
Yeah, because I can appreciate that.
Craig, take care of that.
Pass it down.
As was stated, I don't think we have any legal right to prevent them, but if the mayor and Ms. McKittrick agree that they will talk to the Kiwanians.
Right, all the service organizations understand it, and they all respect each other's, quote, space during other festivals, so I think it's just a matter of courtesy.
I think the council would agree on.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
No problem at all.
Okay.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, motion passes. On to 4D. Recommend approval for use of public property August 31st, 2013 for outdoor music pre-folk event. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Maladra and Marks. Okay, do we have anyone here from the Fox Valley Folk Festival? Or we have Ellen DeVita, that's next on my list. Does anyone have any questions about this part of the event?
Well, if I may, I would just like to compliment the fact that this is the 37th event. That's absolutely remarkable. And they should be complimented, the manner in which they've been able to draw this together.
Can I put another compliment out there? This was Mary McKittrick's idea to try and bring more folk music, just to bring more music downtown in general. And so this came out of a kernel of an idea from Mary.
Absolutely.
It's a great idea, a win-win for us and them. Anybody else have any questions or in the audience? Okay, let's vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion passes unanimously. 4E, recommend approval of request by Geneva Park District and Fox Valley Folklore Society for use of city parking lot and electrical service September 1st and 2nd, 2013 for the Fox Valley Folk Fest.
So moved.
Brown, second. Maladra. Any discussion or questions on this part of the event? Okay.
This is how many years this has been going on now?
37.
37. It is wonderful, and I recommend everyone attend.
Absolutely.
Possibly can. Perfect way to end summer.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously.
And they'll get a chance to cross the new bridge, too.
That's true.
All right, more and more good charity events. Consider request of Geneva Concord d'Elegance for additional street closure and tents August 25th, 2013.
Yep. So moved.
Flanagan.
Second.
And second by Cummings. And we have Pat Barrett here if anyone has any questions, right? Are you? Yeah, if you're willing to. Do anybody have any specific questions about the event?
Well, I guess I would suggest this is indeed a slight expansion from previous years, is it not? Do you expect a few more cars?
No, it's the same number of cars. I think we've had better turnout of sponsors.
And this will be a little bit more room for people to get around and see the cars.
Do you mind coming up to the microphone? I'm sorry. Otherwise, your comments will be lost in...
Trying to give you a little publicity. This is coming up soon.
Pat Barrett. There are 175 invitational cars, and we've had that number every year. Before the event, there might be four or five that are no-shows, but it ends up to be 175. And there's another 100 car clubs that come, and they park in the courthouse parking area. And this year we have the celebration of the Lincoln Highway, which came through 3rd Street at one time and later ended up coming down 2nd Street. So if anybody wants to look at anything really, yes.
Yeah.
If anybody really wants to check out the history of that, it's pretty wonderful. We're going to do some things with the Geneva History Center about that. We're going to have the celebration of the Porsche 911. So there'll be cars that are from the early decade of the Lincoln Highway that will be there, probably 30 or 40 of them. And then we'll have another group of the Porsches, the 911. And then everything else will be a mixture of everything. So we're looking forward to it, and we hope the weather's good.
Thank you.
Any more questions?
Go ahead, Alderman Flanagan.
I just have a comment. Yeah. I wanted to thank your organization for always allowing us and the beautification to have the flower pots and planters, and we distribute them among 3rd Street, and it's due to their generosity that we keep those plants around until the end of the year. So it does help beautify Geneva, and we thank you.
It does. It really looks nice. Ball Seed gives us 50 flower pots every year. Very large ones that are big, and then we deliver them, I think, Thursday or Friday.
But usually around 50 to 52 pots that are distributed afterwards.
So
thank you.
Pretty. Thanks.
Any other questions? All right, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously. You'll be on the consent agenda as well next meeting. Item 4G, recommend approval of request by Sister Fibrosis Foundation to use police services September 7th, 2013 for the Cycle for Life event.
So
motion?
Moved.
Second.
Maladra and Bruno. Is somebody here from that event? Do you want to come up and just introduce yourself in case there's any questions?
Sure. My name is Amy. I'm from the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Do you need the address?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Any questions for Alderman Singer?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I know that you're asking for police protection during the hours of 7 to 9 a.m. Across that area. Where was that? That was...
Was it Caneville?
Yeah, across from Peck Farms across,
yeah,
Caneville.
Yeah, right. Now, I didn't see a map or a route that they're going to be using, but aren't they... You're going back to Peck Farm, are they not?
They are.
But they're not going to use that route to come back?
No, they are using that route to come back. We're doing a mass lead out, so we're expecting about 250 cyclists in waves. So we'd like to get them safely all on the path, but coming back, they are obeying traffic rules and should use their own discretion.
Oh, I see.
It won't be such a mass quantity of people coming through.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, another hope for good weather for you as well.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously. Thank you. All right, now that puts us down to 4I. Recommend approval of special event liquor licenses during Festival of Vines, September 6th through 8th, 2013.
So moved.
Marks makes a motion. Second?
Second.
Second by Simonian. Does anyone have any questions about this item? I think all the businesses that are requesting the license are listed in the packet. Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Item 4J, recommend approval of draft resolution authorizing bid award and execution of labor contract with Intren for 2013-14 Hamilton Street overhead wire replacement contract in the amount of $161,788.23.
So moved.
Cummings makes a motion. Second?
Second.
Marks? Okay. I see Mr. Buffington. If anyone has any questions about this project. Alderman Flanagan, do you mind coming up?
Thank you, Ms. Chairman. I forgot to thank you before. There was an estimated cost of $125,000, but then the actual cost was $161,000. Is that how it goes?
Yes, it is. The estimated cost and in-house engineering costs. We've done very little overhead construction in the last 8 years. We have some we have to do. And the estimate was under. If you look at the next item on the agenda, that was under by $100,000. Basically, it's going to balance out.
They usually do. I was wondering if it was also mentioned that it was for overhead. It doesn't matter if it's under underground cable or overhead. It still comes out of the same.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else have any questions for Mr. Buffington? Maybe you could just stay there for a minute. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Item 4K, recommend draft resolution awarding bid and contract to Kelso Burnett Company in the amount of $315,064 for Geneva Business Park 2 substation relay upgrade. And once again, we have Mr. Buffington. If anyone has any questions. Oh, well, we need
a
motion. Oh, details,
so
details. Thank you, Alderman Flanagan. Second.
Second.
Bruno, now we can discuss it. Any questions? All right. Let's just take the vote. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Item 4L, recommend draft resolution rejecting all bids for fire station number 2 HVAC replacement project and authorize rebid process. Motion, please.
So moved.
Marks?
Second.
And Cummings? I think it was spelled out in the packet well, but do we have any questions? For Deputy Chief Coster's here to enlighten us if you have a question.
I believe you're going out for rebid, is that correct?
Yes, after examining the bids that we received and finding that virtually all of them were incomplete in one way or the other, we felt we would tighten up the specs and also conduct a pre-bid conference, which normally for a project this size you wouldn't think you'd need to do, but apparently we didn't. And we will be reaping. Hello, I thought I was loud enough. Do I need to repeat that? I'm sorry.
Presumably, in the rebid conference, you can, pre-bid conference, you can talk to them about how you internally can help mitigate some of their perceived problems, et cetera, and maybe get some better bids, hopefully.
Well, and also get it across to the contractors to do submit bids that they have to give us a complete bid package. They can't skip on giving us references. They can't skip on giving us equipment specifications.
Is that required by the state, or is that just our internal requirements?
It was our internal requirement. We want to know what we're paying for.
Any other questions for Deputy Chief? All right, let's vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Now down to 4M. Consider authorization to conduct Plan Commission public hearing on city-initiated text amendment to Geneva Zoning Ordinance related to the definition of the term family.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Alderman Brown, Alderman Maladra. Any questions for Mr. Unch?
Oh, where angels fear to tread. Let the Plan Commission take this snowball first.
Well, I think the basic objective here of this is to bring our definition of family into contemporary standards based on some of the case law that's come down over the years since our zoning ordinance was adopted in 95.
Yes.
And we've had some work that we've done at the staff level with Attorney Radovich, and we just want to wrap that up and then bring that forward to the Plan Commission for a hearing so we have a good definition of the term family.
And this vote would just initiate the process,
that's
right,
correct.
Dick? Yep.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Alderman Bruno.
And this comes back primarily for ordinance enforcement in terms of... Yeah, we've had a small handful of complaints that bring this to light where we've got groups of individuals living in what is, a single-family neighborhood situation. So the question is, can that housekeeping unit be considered a family under the zoning ordinance?
At the moment, there is none of our zoning categories that allow non-family residences, is that correct?
Well, the best way to describe it is a single-family residence is designed and should be conducted as a single housekeeping unit where expenses are shared and living areas are shared and they're operating as a family or like a family.
Alderman Bruno, are you finished with
yes,
your questions?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, anyone in the audience have a question on this item? Hearing none, let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion passes unanimously, which brings us to item number five, new business. Does anyone in the audience have any new business? We have a lot of fun events coming up, I can see. Anyone on the dais? Oh, we don't even have any wares to hawk our own some. Okay, well then that is the end of our meeting. Can I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved. So moved.
Marks and second by Bruno. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.